Who is Jesus that he should be the focal point of the interpretation of all of Scripture? That he should be the focus of attention of any who would want to reach the same spiritual perfection of their master? What makes Jesus the center point, the focal point, the centerpiece of all God's creation? Let's begin at the beginning. John chapter 1 begins, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." Jesus is part of the persona of God. Jesus was with God in the beginning, is now, and forever will be with and in God. Jesus was that part of God which was made manifest in human flesh, who came to earth with a very specific purpose in mind. And that purpose is the only context from which spiritual perfection can be seen or achieved. In Philippians it speaks that who being in the form of God, Jesus being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but emptied himself and took on the form of a man and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. If we go back and look historically at Jesus' beginnings on earth, we read in Matthew and Luke the account of his birth and childhood, and in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, his life and ministry, and then his final and ultimate act that created the possibility for every human to reach spiritual perfection through reconciliation to God and satisfaction of the justice of God for all of their selfish, self-centered, evil acts toward one another. Jesus was actually born in a stable, but before that, Jesus became a single cell implanted in the womb of a virgin to grow for 9 months, the normal human cycle of birth, born in the humble absence of even a normal living space, born among the animals in the stable, living in a home of relatively impoverished persons. Thus, Jesus entered humanity at the lowest possible entry point. He did not come in great pomp and splendor, showing off his majesty and godlikeness, but rather came in anonymously, born in poverty, to then rise to achieve the greatest achievement of all of time and eternity. And that was to assuage the sins of the world, to pay for the sins of the world, that is, every human being other than himself, such that the justice of God could be satisfied in his sacrifice after having lived a perfect life. We can trace from his beginnings and through his beginnings the attempts of the evil one, Satan, to destroy Jesus at every possible turn long before he could achieve his final act that actually brought freedom spiritual freedom to every human being who chose to believe in him.